Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company and the big game on Sunday, State of Origin 2. It is New South Wales against Queensland. Queensland are one up. New South Wales are going to get them back, we hope. Greg Alexander is an assistant coach who joins us here on Sports Day. Greg, welcome to Sports Day. How are you going? Welcome to Perth.
Yeah, no, Perth's great. Look, we've been here since Monday morning for Cross. We thought we'd acclimatise as we did back in 2019. Spent the whole week in Perth in preparation for the game, and it's been terrific so far. We've been out at Scarborough, and tomorrow we'll head on into town and stay closer to the stadium for the game Sunday.
I reckon you might have brought a bit of that East Coast weather with you, mate, because it's been a bit of a change, but it looks like it's going to fine up for the game and the rest of the working week, so it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad.
No, well, the weather's been good. We actually, today was a day off for us, so we went out and played golf at Joondalup, and we beat the rain, which was good. So we got our 18 holes in before the rain came, but the weather's been all right so far. It has been chilly over there in Sydney, so it's quite nice. Quite nice here in WA.
Brandy, let's forget about all the niceties when it comes to the weather and God knows what. You labelled the side as apparently, quote, too nice in the opening match when it comes to maybe the tackling side of the Blues game. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I just think we were, you know, I think it's common knowledge now that, you know, we're pretty well beaten in the ruck. You know, in the game, the ruck determines how quick the game is for either side. So we lost that part of the game, and I just don't think there was enough aggression in our defence. So they're things that we need to focus and fix up for Sunday night, and I think we can, and we, you know, I think that'll see a big improvement in how we play.
Expect the Blues to bounce back. But you have made 7 changes. That's quite a lot compared to Queensland 2, which are forced. Are you comfortable that those types of numbers coming in to the squad, or certainly the changes, won't cause any disruption?
No, absolutely no disruption. No, the players that are coming in have done the job before. We've got a couple of players on debut. Matt Burton will make his debut out in the centres, but you know, he's surrounded by Penrith players that he played with last year, and so he's looked comfortable. And you know, the rest of the team have all been there before. They've been part of the squad over the last 5 seasons. So even though there's a few changes, one forced with Jack White not there, but I'm comfortable that the boys have settled in. It's been a good week training wise, and you know, they look like a side that's ready to get the job done.
Yeah, no doubt the Blues will bounce back. They're too good a side. Tedesco and all the class that you have in that team. One quick one, that last 15 minutes of game one was as brutal, or certainly as quick and frenetic as what I've seen. If we get something like that in game two, and from your point of view, obviously a Blues victory, this series is living up to all the hype that it does each and every year.
Yes, you will get a spectacle, there's no doubt. At Optus Stadium on Sunday night, there's no doubt it's going to be a fantastic game. There's a split hair between these sides, and you know, when you look at the Queensland side, I know I found myself talking about, you know, the dangers of the Queensland team leading into game one. They've got a couple of forced changes, but their key players are all in great form. You know, the two Melbourne players, Harry Grant, Cameron Munster, you know, they haven't played. Well, certainly Cameron Munster has been at his consistent best, I think, this year. Cherry Evans has been in good form. Their forwards were terrific. So, you know, our blokes are going to have to be as good as they can be to beat them. But what you will get is a fantastic game. There's no doubt about that.
And, Greg, Nathan Cleary, I hear, is on a mission to turn around what was a little bit of a probably fail to fire in that first game.
Yeah, well, Matt was, a casualty of the way we played and was quite often on the back foot. And I can't remember a game where Nathan was standing flat-footed, and that's not his fault. It's just how slow everything was from our side in terms of the play the ball. We weren't on the front foot. It's very hard as a half to dominate when your side isn't on the front foot. So, you know, Nat's bounced back with a couple of very good showings in club footy. Was great against Newcastle, as he was against the Warriors last week. You know, he's a very single-minded person, Nathan, and I know he'll be looking for a big game, as will all the players. But Nat seemed to cop a fair bit of the criticism. just or unjust, well, you know, that's for everyone else. But, you know, he knows that he's got the support of the team and the coaching staff, and I'm sure Nathan will play. I'm sure Nat will have a big game as long as our blokes do the job around him.
And Cameron Munster, surely he can't have as good a game as he did in Game 1 in Game 2. Are you going to put extra work into him or just concentrate on what you're doing?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you've concentrated too much on Cameron, you forget about what's around him, and there's some quality players around him. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do our best to stop Cameron. But, I've you know, over the last 5 years since I've been involved in the Origin side, I've seen Cameron Munster play games like that before. So certainly well within him to have another one, but we've got to do our best to at least restrict him.
Thanks, Greg, for your time, and good luck for Sunday.
Good on you. Thanks, boys.
Greg Alexander joining us here on Sports Day out of the New South Wales camp. He's an assistant coach there. Who wins and why, Skate?
Look, I think New South Wales wins and wins easily. And I say that because I'm a Queenslander and I've just haven't tipped at all well in any format this year. So I'm putting the reverse mock on. But in all seriousness, I think New South Wales does win. We go to Queensland, the series tied 1-1. It's a great advertisement for rugby league, what we saw in game one. I think 55,000 plus, beautiful night for rugby league. Should be a cracking game. And let's just hope it's a tight, exciting tussle as it was in Sydney.
Yeah, and tickets are available right now through Ticketek, so make sure that you jump on board. And if you can't get there, you can watch it live on Channel 9.